How many times have our patients returned to our office and are just stuck in the cycle of chronic inflammation? We throw everything we have at them, nothing changes, and even our dentists are frustrated. Rather than throwing our hands up and shrugging, we need to be turning to PerioTrace by PerioProtect. I have seen the evidence firsthand and have helped so many hygienists find this resource because it really works, which is why there are so many products on the market now trying to imitate them. The results are speaking for themselves, but rather than going with an unproven product, stick with the only periodontal medicine delivery system cleared by the FDA. And not only that, but their support team is seriously among the best I've ever encountered, from the education to implementation to support when there's the inevitable bumps on the road. They are there for you. If you want to get in contact with them to learn more about how you can treat your patients better, head over to perioprotect.com/RDH. And on that site, at the bottom is a contact form that you can fill out or simply email them directly to ask for help. This is one thing I truly believe should be in every dental practice. perioprotect.com/RDH to stop the cycle of chronic inflammation. Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to another episode of Fast Facts Perio Edition, brought to you by A Tale of Two Hygienists in partnership with Dentist RX. And now, please welcome your host, Katrina Sanders.
Hello, and welcome to Fast Facts Perio Edition. Today, we are concluding the conversation around periodontitis as a manifestation of systemic disease. I don't know, y'all. I feel like this has been such an ongoing conversation. And what I love about it is how critical this conversation truly is. You see, when we're looking at these conditions, periodontitis as a manifestation of systemic disease is a display in which our patients who have these systemic diseases will experience some layer of periodontitis. And to wrap up this conversation, we are looking at hematologic diseases. Now, we know hematologic diseases are disorders of the blood or can be disorders of blood-forming organs. And this affects millions of Americans. When we take a look at some of these different types of diseases, we are looking at things like blood cell cancers, hematologic diseases, including rare genetic disorders, anemias, conditions that can be related to HIV, sickle cell disease, or even in some cases, complications affiliated with chemotherapy or transfusions. So when we take a look at these hematologic disorders or diseases, what we're really looking at is how do these particular diseases or disorders then subsequently impact the body's ability to fight infection? So we've seen a lot of interesting data coming down about how this particular inflammatory burden of periodontal disease creates or exacerbates infection or activity within the bone marrow. This is where we really start to see this interdependent relationship back and forth. And it's interesting, although these classifications have been well studied, you know, since 1999 and even in the new proceedings in 2017 and 2018, we're still kicking out research. The newest research coming in from 2021 indicating that periodontal manifestations can be seen with particular blood disorders. So we've seen, for example, recent studies that have demonstrated that bacteria like Porphyromonas gingivalis does govern aspects of osteoclast differentiation, meaning that the way that our own cells, our own bone cells, are able to break down bone is readily influenced by the presence of this gram-negative anaerobic bacteria. We know that P. gingivalis can even govern cell population, so how specific T cells show up. And we know that these T cells, these immunosuppressive activities, are critical for how periodontal infection is going to continue to move. So it's really critical for us as clinicians to note that although periodontal disease is considered that low-grade inflammatory burden that this low-grade inflammatory burden oftentimes enhances the cells in our body that break down bone and subsequently break down attachment. We've seen changes in serum biomarkers for patients who present with various types of anemias, and we have seen a higher activity of inflammatory cytokines within the macrophages of individuals who have these blood disorders. And so, the reality becomes when patients present with these hematologic disorders, they are absolutely presenting with a delayed immune response and a more exaggerated or exacerbated response to inflammatory burdens associated with periodontal therapy. So that concludes our conversation around periodontitis as a manifestation of systemic disease. Remember, all of these conditions, neutropenias, trisomy 21, leukocyte adhesion deficiency syndrome, Papillon-Lefèvre, all of these conditions are conditions that will readily render our patients at a higher risk for experiencing attachment loss. Join us next time as we shift the conversation into exploring peri-implant diseases and conditions. This has been another episode of Fast Facts Perio Edition with Katrina Sanders. Please feel free to reach me on Instagram at The Dental Wine Genist or on my website, www.katrinasanders.com. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Fast Facts Perio Edition, brought to you in part by Dentist RX, makers of the IntelliSonic line of power brushes. Find out more by visiting their website at dentistrx.com. We'll see you next week for another Fast Facts.